most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you are, were, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest will provide advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of the entertainment business, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. If you're listening to me now, then you should be on it, but just in case, it's latalkradio.com. You click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1, scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. This will take you directly to our archive page where you can view a list of all of our past guests. It's a little tiny brief bio on there and what their credits are. And the shows, we also are available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. So you just go to iTunes and you type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and all of our shows will come up from 2008 onward. So lots of stuff to choose from. Very exciting guests with excellent tips, resource information, advice on how to get into the entertainment business or how to not get into the entertainment business if it is too risky for you. So check those shows out. If you want to find out who's going to be on in the future, you want to go to the official Question Reality website, and we are booked. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until May, because our show has become so popular that we actually have a queue to get on the show, but I don't like to book any more than 6 months. So I got some people on hold, but we're booked all the way till May. So you can check out who is going to be on the show. Very exciting. One of our upcoming guests, and I have to announce this because it's one of my favorite shows. It's Supernatural on the WB. Oh, no, it's the CW now. The CW on Thursday nights. It's Supernatural. And of course, I love this show because of many reasons, one of them being the hot Jensen Ackles. But one of my favorite characters on there next to Jensen is Bobby Singer, the character Bobby Singer. And that is played by Jim Beaver. And he is going to be an upcoming guest. I am so, so excited about that. So, woo! Now, he's scheduled to come on February 13th, but there might be a problem because he's going to be in Toronto. So we're going to do a remote show, but if that's a problem, maybe later on. And then we are going to have some more very, very exciting guests coming out, which you'll have to tune in or check out the website to find out who that is. So exciting activity. Now, we have a guest today. He's been on the show before, and we had to invite him back because he gave us such wonderful information and great stories, and we are going to talk to him later. His name is Will Love, Will Lescaivo, a.k.a. Will Love. So he is an actor, a model, an entertainment reporter, and we are going to talk to him a little later because on my Facebook page, I came across a picture of him with Snooki, my love, love, love Snooki from Jersey Shore, one of my favorite reality television shows. And then I also saw him in a picture with Kim G, one of my other favorite reality shows, which is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I said, ooh, wait till he comes on the show. I am going to get the scoop from him on two of my favorite characters from reality television. So hopefully he'll be able to give us a little inside dirt on what the two are really like, or something on them. I'm not going to let him leave without telling us something that we don't already know. But first, let's get to... Oh, by the way, if you want to check out Will's Love site while we're doing our advertisement, his website is willlove.net, W-I-L-L, love.net. W-I-L-L-L, oh, that's three L's. W-I-L-L-L-O-V-E.net. That's kind of hard. He's also on Twitter under Will Love Inc., and he's on YouTube under Will Love Inc. So if you go there, you can find him and check out some of his latest tweets and see him on YouTube. Very exciting little guy. Can't wait to talk to him. But again, let's go with the advertisements, because all of my actors send me emails and they want to know what the upcoming classes are and how can I get something for free and what's going on, what's happening around town. Well, here we go. Here's a couple things. First, there is a free on-camera class tomorrow night. It is for actors 18 and up. Can you believe it's something for people 18 and up rather than 18 and under, which is what it seems like to me the world wants, young. If you don't have an album by the time you're 2 years old, you're a has-been. Okay, so as you already likely know, I just want to tell you this before we go into it. Because I like to give some tips, all right. So as you most likely know, if you're an actor, almost all auditions are on camera. And they're done now because they're uploaded for the producers. This is what's the new thing. Just a few years ago, however, almost all auditions were with the casting director. But again, now they are almost always uploaded so that producers can make selections for the callback. Or in many cases, the audition is the callback, and they choose the actors from your, I'm going to put this in air quotes, one shot at creating a compelling character. So this means on camera has now taken a new meaning, and no longer is, again, air quotes, on camera training to help you better perform after you book the work. But now on camera means audition training. So, and the techniques now, they're all completely different for auditioning on camera and acting on camera. And if you studied acting on camera, then your techniques will actually, I hate to say this, will hurt you when you audition on camera. That sounds confusing, but if you think about it, you'll understand what I'm saying. Your entire audition performance is judged by looking at you on a computer monitor, and sometimes you're even looked at on a smartphone. So you better be sharp and precise, and you better know the difference, and things are changing and you got to keep up with it these days. So there is a class, ActorSite has a class. They're inviting actors 18 and up to audit on tomorrow night, Monday. It's called On Camera Workout, and it's by Kimberly Crandall. And this is a free audit for those of you who have never taken a class with Kimberly. Now, if you have taken a class with her before, then you've got to enroll by the month, or you have to pay for the individual classes. So again, this is only if you've never taken a class with her. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Kimberly Crandall, but in 2010, last year, she coached six actors to they've never taken a class with Kimberly. She coached them to series regular roles. So when she was done with them, they went, they auditioned, and they booked the series, okay, as regulars. And this was just in 1 year. And she's just done this for so many actors over the years. So if you're waiting around for some precise training, then you definitely want to go to the actor site on Monday and try it out. It is 2:30 to 4 p.m. 2:30 to 4 p.m. Now, just a little tip for you. You better park on the street, because if you park in the lot, they will tow your ass so fast. And you most likely don't have $60 or $120. I don't even know what it is these days, but to get it out. So make sure you park on the street. Now, if you'd like to audition for the ActorSite group, they have auditions this Monday at 6 p.m. as well. So what you want to do is you want to bring your headshot and resume and be prepared to do a cold read. And again, please, it's tons of street parking, so make sure you park on the street. The ActorSite is located in North Hollywood, and the address is 4444 Langersham Boulevard, 4444 Langersham. It's suite 203, and again, North Hollywood. And if you want to check them out, the website is actorsite.com, actorsite.com. And for those of you who want to receive private coaching, say you can't make it and you check Kimberly out on IMDb and you want private coaching at the series regular or the guest star level, you can get in contact with her directly. Her email address is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, _ Crandall, C-R-A-N-D-A-L-L, at hotmail.com. So in case you can't make it tomorrow and you check her out, there you go. So you can email her and say, help, help, I want to be a star and I need you to help me. Okay, maybe not. I don't know if you get accepted by that. But all right, so Tuesday, January 25th, 2011, yes, from 7:15 to 9:30, the casting workout is going to be putting on an incredible actors workshop, which will be taking place at the Exposure Studio, and that is located at 741 North Cahuenga Boulevard in LA. Now, there are only a few seats left for this, and this is being put on by the Laugh Out Loud Ensemble Comedy Group. If you're a comedy actor, you don't want to miss this workshop. And this particular workshop won an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series, Outstanding Casting for a Comedy Series. I mean, this guy who's teaching the class, he also won Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. He is casting director Alan Hooper. And this class is so cheap. It is only $50. Yes, I like to use the word cheap. My mother says, oh my God, don't use the word cheap and expensive, affordable, economical. Well, I'm sorry. It's cheap. Cheap. $50, a workshop with casting associate Alan Hooper. Now, if you go to a lot of casting workshops, you know who he is. He's been around town. He's in all of them. But just in case, Alan has worked in casting for the last 7 years, primarily on half-hour TV comedies, both single and for camera. And you can find out more about him on IMDb. But just to let you know, Alan reads, which I love. This is like my favorite type of casting workshops to go to, casting director workshops, because he reads one-on-one with each actor. I love that. I always recommend that. Find out which classes. They're much better than doing the ones where everybody gets up in groups and reads and da 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 da. It's just better. If he reads well, there are some casting directors that they're so monotone that it's very hard to actually do a reading with him. But I happen to know that he will get into character for you. Now, he requests that you pick your sides from those available at his website. So go to his website, alanhooper.com, alenhooper.com, and you want to bring two copies of the sides to the workshop, one for you and one for him to read. And some of their projects are AFTRA, so union and non-union people are encouraged to attend. So there you go. Two great little things for you, for all my little actors. So get to it. Hop to it. This is January. Pilot season. Exciting stuff coming up. So just keep in classes. The best thing you can do is to go to classes and go to workshops. Say it over and over. Can't say it enough. All right. So let's move forward with our guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about him. It's Will Escovo, a.k.a. love that, Will Love. What a name. Now, Will has been a front seat on a roller coaster ride that has taken him to some of the darkest places, my little sweet Pisces boy. But he's also been to some of the brightest places. So he says that he was never able to fit the status quo. And Will was a victim of long-term bullying, which is a very, very, very prominent thing happening in this country today, and it needs to stop. In my day, I don't even think I knew a bully. I just don't even know what – maybe I just beat him up and I don't remember. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even remember a bully. It just didn't happen. I don't know if this is – I imagine this is something that went on since the beginning of time, but I just personally don't remember it in my school. I don't know. What he did was he turned that negativity that he was experiencing into positivity, and he used his past to push him to greater heights. And in 2009, he began working for out in Jersey. And in 2010, he landed his first magazine cover as a model. And since then, he has been featured in his first independent film, feature film, and music video. He is rocking and rolling and always using the connections that he builds to give back, which is so very important. A lot of times in entertainment, people just use your little ass to get to the top, and they wouldn't even throw you a crumb on the way up. But they see you on the way back. You always remember that. He is working with Kate Barnhart of New Alternatives and Tobias Grace to organize a major event to benefit homeless LGBT teens. And this event is set up, actually, it's set to feature top dance acts such as Amber Rose Marie, along with various Real Housewives of New Jersey. I can't wait to find out which ones. I love them all. Love my Real Housewives of New Jersey. You know, that is actually my favorite of the, we'll call it, group. I did start watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but I just am loyal to my housewives in New Jersey. They're just a little bit more fun and spicy. Love them. I love them. He's also going to be working with on-air radio and television personalities. So he's got a lot to talk about today. So without further ado, are you there, Mr. Will Love?
Yeah, I'm here. I love that introduction, by the way.
You did? Well, there is no introduction that could be better for you because you are all that. Yay. Now, let me ask you a question. I have to start out with this. I don't know where I came across this. It might have been on Facebook that I saw these pictures of you. But what is up with you taking a picture with Snooki and Kim G of Desperate Housewives? Give me dirt. Give me the scoop. I want it all. These are like my two favorite shows and characters. So what is going on?
Right? And they're both Jersey shows. I met both of them actually at a holiday party back in December. So the pictures that you saw are probably from December. But yeah, that was a fun night. And we're actually working with trying to get Kim G to be a part of the benefit. So you might be seeing her there, maybe. But as for Snooki was a cool chick too. I pictured her when I was going there. I pictured her kind of tipsy and coming off a little drunk, but she was really professional. She was nice, and she looks really good. And I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'5". I felt as though I was a foot taller than her. So I'm not sure.
No, I saw that. I was like, oh my God, Will's taller than Snooki?
She was wearing heels too. So
my God.
I have a feeling she's a bit shorter than 4'11".
I know. I think it's more like 4'9". Maybe. I think it's 4'9". Well, I just can't believe it. So the last episode, of course, featured the poor thing. She had gotten arrested for drunk and disorderly on the beach, and she had said that she was going to calm her drinking down. So when you met her, was she tipping over, or was she actually kind of, you know, mellow drunk?
No, she wasn't tipping over. From what I saw, she only had a couple drinks. Although by the end of the night, she seemed a little tipsy. But no, she wasn't anything like you saw on that episode.
Oh, you saw it too, right?
Yeah. I actually heard when it actually happened. It happened back in July or August. It was in all the papers up here, so I knew about it before it happened.
Well, I love her. So what did you talk about? Did you get to talk to her at all? Did you say anything?
Not really. Just like little stuff here and there, networking, gave her my card, et cetera.
How did you get the picture? How did you get the picture with her? Did you just ask her?
The PR woman who put together the event took it.
Oh, I see. Now, what event was this that she was at that night?
Oh, it was a holiday party at a tanning salon, Sizzle Tans, here in North Jersey.
Oh, okay. So does she go? Of course, it's going to be a tanning salon. Doesn't she go to everyone in Jersey? She books everyone in Jersey. Was it for to benefit a cause, or was it just a Christmas party?
It was just a Christmas party. She was there taking pictures, signing autographs. They were doing tanning specials, and a couple other people were there. It was nice. They had it the week before Christmas.
I'm surprised that they got her for this thing for a tanning salon, because I was reading in the Star. Yes, I do read the Star and the Enquirer and every other tablet I can get my hands on. But I was reading that she can now command up to $2 million per performance. I mean, per appearance.
Wow.
So I'm wondering how the tanning salon got her.
Well, my friend at D100 told me that she was supposedly paid like $11,000 for that appearance. Which when they told me that, I thought that was like, I thought for 2 hours or 3 hours that was like that was a lot of money. But the fact that you just mentioned that they're offering her $2 million, wow! I have no clue.
Yeah, they. I mean, $11,000. I don't know. My God, for 2 hours. Woo! But hey, I think that we should all shoot for a reality show, because I want to get $11,000 for 2 hours. I mean, for $11,000, I think she should have gotten a little bit more drunk, and we should have seen some drawers. I think I think there should have been some sort of turmoil or drama there to get your $11,000. Now, if I was paying that, I'd want to see some more action than that. But if she was there and we weren't paying, then keep yourself civilized. But was Kim G at that thing as well, at that event as well?
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She was there as well that night.
Oh, so I wonder how much she got paid. What's the scoop on her?
I don't know.
I want to know how much they're getting paid, because I might have to have them come to one of my birthday parties. I'm going to have to get like a group of people and say, hey, I want to get Snooki here. Can we get a fund going? I need to start a fundraiser to hire Kim G or Snooki. So I need prices. Oh, God. Well, I know who else was there that we didn't see you with the pictures with?
I think those were the main girls, because they were the main headliners. They were the main girls. So that was really it, besides like other media outlets just covering it.
That's amazing that these people will actually come to your event for a price. I mean, that's just so cool that you can get celebrities these days. I heard that you could hire, oh God, who was it? Could you get Justin Timberlake for a couple million? I think that there was a, like the Sultan of Brunei or someone, his daughter wanted Justin Timberlake, so he hired her to come and sing at the birthday party. Couple years back, so I'm like, wow, this is great. So now I'm going to try to get Jensen Ackles from Supernatural to come and give me a lap dance. I need to start saving up for that, for the lap dance from Jensen Ackles, or my fantasy man Ian Somerhalder from The Vampire Diaries. Oh God, I think I would just drop dead if he even walked in the room. But yeah, it's good to know they've got a price. I love it now. Woo! So you've
Exactly.
But wait a minute, now we've got to get a price for you. How much is it for you to make an appearance, my darling?
Oh, I'm open to discussion.
Well, let's well, it is so cool. Please keep, you should put the, get that picture and tag it and put it on your, in your photos, because I went to your Facebook page and I didn't see those pictures, and that would be really great to put in your photos. Just a personal thing, but would love to see that on your Facebook page. Now, let's move on and talk about all the stuff that you have been up to. I know that as far as the charity last year, that you helped spearhead movements against the LGBT bullying, and now you're helping to orchestrate a major event for the homeless LGBT teens. Tell us about that. That is such a wonderful thing, because, oh, well, I'll let you tell us why it's wonderful. I have my own opinion, but it's all about you, Will Love. You tell us what's going on with that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, when the last time I was on your show, I felt it was a little dark just because we dealt with so many serious topics. But yeah, the last time I was on your show was when I was promoting my cover, which was actually pretty much for the Day of Silence project. So I worked with Cats Entertainment and out in Jersey on that. I was pretty much like a regional coordinator for the project. And that was a huge success. You know, we got the word out. We got the media coverage we wanted. We also went to a college, and we heard there were a lot of problems at, and we had the mayor, sign an agreement, that they would take action with this and that. You know, it was really great. It was fun. And now what I'm working with is I'm working with the magazine, of course. Tobias Grace is one of the heads on New Alternatives, and I'm working with the organization to pretty much just put together a star-studded event benefit that'll pretty much raise awareness and funds about homeless LGBT youth, because I think people out there don't realize how much of a serious issue it is. So I was happy when they asked me to help them and assist them, and I pretty much got a good response from some of my celebrity friends that are going to be there and really help raise awareness and bring attention to it. And it's going to be a fun night. It's not going to be anything too serious. There's going to be celebrity DJs, different celebrities there, drinks. It's at a lounge. So it's going to be fun, and there's going to be different media outlets covering it.
Well, if you're going to have celebrity DJs, I know you're going to have Pauly D there. Isn't Pauly going to be from Jersey Shore? He's got to be there. He's a celebrity and he's a DJ. You've got to get him. And you can say, hey, Snooki was $11,000. How much are we going to, can we get you for? But yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit about, for people who are not familiar with the problem of homeless LGBT teens, and LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual, for people who do not know that term. But tell us how serious the problem is for homeless teens who happen to be in the LGBT group.
Well, up to 40% of teens and young adults who are homeless are either gay or lesbian. So, I mean, that statistic kind of speaks for itself. And I just feel personally, I mean, from a personal standpoint and from, going around talking to different kids, that many of these people are kicked out. I mean, a lot of them are kicked out from just coming out and people not really accepting them. So it's unfortunate, because usually once you're homeless, you're put into the shelter system, and everyone knows how bad that is. And then being around so much negativity and people who are pretty much there for not so great reasons is going to have an effect on you and bring you down too. So what New Alternatives does, it just works with helping these children and spend as much time with them, helping them develop. And a lot of them have gone on to, graduate with bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and, obtain impressive professions.
How is it, Will Love, that in this day and age, when these particular group of people are such contributors to society and have such impact in great ways, producers, directors, actors, musicians, such a major contribution to the world as they always have been, whether it was realized or not, how is it that this problem still exists and for parents to kick their kids out because they find out they're lesbian and gay? I don't understand. I do not understand. Please make me and the audience understand why this is still a problem. It's not like it's the 70s or the 80s or even the 90s.
And I honestly don't get it either. I personally think that when people, you know, kick their children out of the house, that they just kind of expect that they'll come back and kind of do what they say or listen to them or just hope that they're going through a phase, when that's usually not the case. And by doing something so drastic, it usually doesn't help situations. But, I mean, some people just don't know how to handle things. So, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, by doing all this, one of the things that, like, parents will take out of it is to not make any drastic decisions like that, because it doesn't really help things out. But, I mean, I really don't know. I don't really know why anyone would kick out their own child for something like that. I mean, it's not like they're murdering people or involved in drugs, so I personally don't get it.
Well, is there a person on board, such as a psychologist or a therapist or a specialist, that actually is studying this type of problem and has more detailed information that they are able to give out to people to help them deal with their child being something that they don't want them to be and how to deal with? I mean, what, because I think personally speaking, I think that it's great to help the homeless teens, but I think simultaneously we need to educate the parents, and there should be support groups. You know how they have Al-Anon for family members and friends of alcoholics? Well, why is there not an organization for parents to help them deal with it, with their problem? It's obviously their problem that they seem to have with the children, or is there, and we don't know about it?
No, I mean, there are small ones scattered about sporadically throughout the country, but I mean, they just don't receive that much attention, and it's unfortunate because I think they really should receive more attention. But some people are just, you know, really strong-willed and thick-headed, and they think that, well, maybe if they put the child through therapy instead of them, that the child will change. So I've seen a lot of that.
So maybe we need to work on getting that organization to be as big as Al-Anon or one of the bigger organizations for exposure and education, because I think that that's where the problem lies, and that's where the education needs to be given out. I think more public service announcements need to be made. You know how on the television they used to have these. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be little public service announcements with scenes. I remember there was a public service announcement. This is probably the only one I remember, and I've seen so many. It was for your drug. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And there was a girl, and she came in, and she had a frying pan. And she took that frying pan, and I think there was an egg involved, but it was a frying pan, and it was hot, and she said, "This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs," and she opened the egg, and it went into the pan, and it fried it, or else she beat the hell out of the egg. I cannot remember, but I know that I was like, wow, that made such an impact. So I think that more public service announcements should be made, Will. What do you think?
Oh, no, I agree completely. I almost feel as though growing up I saw a lot more of them than I do now. Because, you know, I feel like over time they just get condensed, and then, you know, certain issues just go, you know, they just fade away. And
So what about the homeless teens? Are there a lot of shelters or a lot of places for them to go? And are these facilities Where do they go, and how are they better than the regular shelters that people are faced to go to for, say, domestic violence or other things where shelters are set up?
Well, New Alternatives just works overall with trying to provide. I mean, not, you know, a new location is found for every child, but besides providing them, you know, new homes and places to go outside of the shelter system, they also, even if you're in the shelter system still, they also, I mean, which is a majority of the time. They work with these kids and just, you know, making sure they receive the proper education, proper clothes, you know, nutrition, et cetera, which they're not receiving in, you know, the shelter system, and just helping, you know, move them along. And they're there, you know, for them emotionally, mentally, you know, in every way, shape, or form. And a lot of these kids have gone on to make something of themselves, which is why New Alternatives is so important, and which is why I'm working so hard to kind of put this benefit together and help raise awareness, because it's a topic that I feel, you know, doesn't really receive any media attention whatsoever. I mean, going back to last year when I was on the magazine cover and when I was working with The Day of Silence, you know, that received a good amount of media attention. And then, boom, as I'm sure everyone knows, later on in the year, everyone heard about the whole suicide epidemic with bullying, et cetera. So obviously that's gotten to the public. But this hasn't. This is something that's just not discussed, and it's almost taboo. And I'm just hoping that, you know, people will realize that up to 40%, which is a major statistic, of homeless teens and young adults are, you know, gay males or lesbians. So it's something that really needs to be looked into, and something really needs to be done.
Okay, so this particular event is going to raise money to what? Build a home? Is a home which is different from a shelter somehow? What is the money going to do?
Oh, it's going to provide pretty much all the necessities and things that these children need, and to provide them the educators, to the food, to the clothes. It touches upon, you know, not just one area, it touches upon everything. And by the way, I don't think we gave out the website. So just before I forget, newalternativesnyc.org. That's the organization's website.
What is it again?
newalternativesnyc.org.
Okay. And what is this? This is the organization that's going to be the website for the upcoming event. Are all the details on there about the event?
All the information on the organization is on this website. It's the organization's website itself. You know, it has all options, how you could help, how you could get involved, how you could refer a client. It has everything from their events to information on their volunteers, services, et cetera.
Oh, great. Now, this event, when is this happening to the charity fundraiser?
It's coming up Wednesday, February 9th at Bartini Ultra Lounge in Manhattan. It's a really nice lounge. It's not far from Times Square, by the way.
Where is it? I didn't catch that. Where is it being held? What lounge?
Bartini Ultra Lounge.
Martini, like the drink? Oh, the Martini Lounge. Oh, okay. And where is it again, for those who did not hear that?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if you heard me right, but it sounds like Martini. It's spelled Bartini, bar-teeny.
Oh, R-teeny.
Bar.
R-teeny. Oh, Lord have mercy. Is that on the website, so they can have the address and accept? Is this open to the public, or is this a private?
Oh, no, it's open to the public. And the admission price, you know, goes to New Alternatives too. So it's just like a small standard admission price to get you in the door. And then, you know, once you're in, you'll feel the festivities going on.
So what's good? So we come there. What is it? A formal thing? Tux? Semi-formal?
Oh no! It's not a black tie affair. But it's a lounge setting. It's a comfortable, you know, upscale attire, but it's not bar and black and white. It's at Bartini Ultra Lounge. It's going to be from 6 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. And Cindy Vero from Mornings with Cindy and Covey here in New York on KTU, she's going to be hosting it. She's going to be the MC throughout the night. And then there are just going to be various, you know, celebrities and radio and television personalities popping in and out, you know, to bring attention and help raise awareness. And we're also going to have, I'm sure you're familiar with the No Hate campaign, obviously, being in California. Well, in New Jersey, they started this campaign. It's called NJEQ, which stands for New Jersey Equality, and it encompasses everything from the bullying to the homeless youth, et cetera, to marriage equality, obviously. And they're going to be there doing photos for $20, and 40% of it's going to go to New Alternatives as well. And So go get yourself. It's a perfect opportunity to come up for a photo shoot too, because they I got a photo earlier in the year with them and they're great. So that's gonna be going on.
So I understand Amber Rose Marie's going to be there. Kate Barnhart's going to be there. And there's a silent auction as well, right?
Yeah, silent auction. Amber Rose Marie's going to be there. She's going to be doing a 20-minute set. So she's going to be performing several different songs. And her album's coming out later on this year. Mm-hmm. So finally, because she had like her Billboard dances, but she doesn't have an album. So her album's coming out later on this year. And Johnny Rocks, who, you know, Johnny Rocks has been all over the country from Miami to New York on the radio DJing. He's going to be there. And so is Harry Towers from Staten Island.
Ooh, but yet you're not having Snooki, right?
No. I don't think she does charity. I think if I were to ask for it, it would be like, okay, $2 million. So,
God, isn't that sad? God, now it's a silent auction. What exactly are you auctioning off?
Oh, silent auction is going to be fun. It's everything from dinner at restaurants to a makeover to an airbrush tan session to a gift certificate to this upscale salon. There's we're also auctioning off an Amber Rose package where you could do everything from, well, you can get anything from receiving autographed copies of her music to also having the opportunity to sit in on a recording session with her. So,
Fun. Now, is anything coming from Enrique's salon, Enrique Ramirez? Is he the salon you're talking about?
Oh, no, I'm actually talking about a hair salon, but as for Enrique's salon, yeah, I'm talking with him, and I'm sure, I can't give away what's going to be, you know, offered, obviously, but I'm sure he's going to offer something very nice. Speaking of him, I need to go back there. I think you asked me about him last time I was on your show.
Yeah.
My skin. Yeah, he does a great job.
I think he's just such a nice guy. I'm sure if you asked him, he'd be willing to give away one of those really cool named spa treatments. Like, he has some serious names for those spa treatments. I can't remember what they are, but I remember I was laughing hysterically at the names that he came out with. So I'm sure he'd be willing to do something. Now, tell me about some future appearances, your projects, plans, anything going on that's exciting?
Yeah, a lot, actually. Well, first, shameless plug, everyone go to facebook.com/WillLoveInc. That's my Facebook fan page, so everyone could find out the scoop there. You know, I'm always posting updates, you know, news, appearances, et cetera. But I'm still waiting on some confirmation. So besides the benefit and besides being on your show, I also have a couple other interviews lined up. One with the Comedy Point over here based out of Philadelphia. And then one on KTU Cares coming up in early February. And I also have a couple other things here and there that are just I'm waiting on confirmations for. And some big interviews as well coming out in Jersey Magazine. Like most recently, I posted some of the audio online. Actually, if you go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/WillLoveInc, you can hear some of my interview with Tabitha Coffee from Tabitha Salon Takeover. So I have a feature with her coming out, you know, a feature obviously with Cindy and Tubby from The Morning Show coming out, and just a lot going on in general. Actually, the current issue that's out right now, it's the December-January issue about In Jersey. You could read my interviews with Margaret Cho and with Kim D from Posh Boutique.
Woo! I love Margaret Cho. Love that woman. She is so funny. Love her. Now, wait a minute. Why are we not getting any interviews from my favorite boys, the A-list? Have you not? Now I'm going to send you on a mission. Why are you not attacking Ryken?
No, because when I was actually doing my cover last year and doing like my promotional stuff, someone else ended up covering A-list. So I didn't get to meet, and I actually never got to meet any of them yet. I would expect we'd bump heads at some of the events we go to. I have yet to meet them, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, they are on the A-list, so unless you're on the A-list, like they say, you will not be running into them. And, of course, for those of you who don't know who the hell I'm talking about a show that comes on Logo called The A-List, and it features these six gorgeous homosexual men who are very high up in the entertainment business. Actually, it's not just entertainment. I think one of them is an interior designer or a photographer.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. One of them, the Ryken guy, he won the Amazing Race. And the other guy, I think, is a top photographer. And then the other guy owns a celebrity hair salon. And the other one, I think, is just a bum who's running around. I think he's the gold digger guy. I don't remember his name. But
he knows how to spend his boyfriend's money real good.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. But that's a great show. I love it. I was so mad I missed the last episode of the season, and I have to go look for that. But you should try to get, the cute one, the one that likes to go naked. I keep forgetting his name. But, yeah. Love that show. Well, it seems like you've got a lot of things going on. I am so excited. I look forward to hearing about all of your upcoming things because you're so active in your community. And you're now an actor. What music video were you in, by the way?
Back in November, I filmed, I was a nightclub patron, and I was right by her in almost every take. I was right next to her, so I can't wait to this video as. Nivea, if you remember her, a couple years ago, she had a couple different songs out, Don't Mess With My Man, Laundromat, and then she hooked up with Lil Wayne and had his kid, and then that caused the whole controversy. But yeah, she filmed a music video actually with this upcoming rapper back in November, and I was in it, and I just can't wait till that airs because I was front and center with her in almost every shot.
Well, honey, I'm still stuck on, you lost me with all of those names. I unfortunately am not familiar with who she is. Now, if you would have said Ario Speedwagon, Duran Duran, or Boy George, I'm still stuck in the 80s. My music is still 80s. I don't know who these people are you're talking about, but I've got to get more hip. So it's going to be one of your jobs in life to get me more hip with all of these appearances and music videos. I'm going to have to look it up. So I will be learning about these people as you tell me.
If you look at my profile picture on Facebook, I'm with her. So that's from, we're in a club there. So that's from it.
And she sings a song called Laundromat.
And Don't Mess With My Man. And then now she's like, she's going to be having a comeback, and this is like her like big comeback song. And it's really good. It's catchy.
Well, like, I'm going to have to listen to the one Laundromat because I can't imagine what you'd sing about about a laundromat, but I'm all over it. I got to listen to it. Now, you've intrigued me, Will Love. Well, I just want to tell you real quick, everybody go to willlove.net or Will – oh, boy, there's so many. Will's all over. Let's see. Willlove.net, Twitter.com, Will Love, Inc. on YouTube, Will Love, Inc. And, Will, you got to send me the upcoming notice for the February 9th thing so we can make sure to advertise that. And please, always, you are a welcome guest, my darling, my love. You come back whenever you want. If you got some exciting stuff, you just come back because we want the world to hear about it.
Awesome. You're such a sweetheart. Yeah, I'll send you over everything. I actually have a lot of it, and I have the set list and schedule via email. So I'll just shoot that over to you afterwards. And yeah, thank you for having me on, and I was just happy to come on again, catch up with you, promote my work. Every time I come on your show, it's just kind of like chilling out and having coffee, so I love it.
I like when you have coffee. I like your little coffee, your coffee. But I just adore you. You are the cutest darling.
Does my accent really show that much?
You do, but I love it. Come on, I'm from the East Coast. I love hearing the East Coast. I'm so tired of hearing, for sure, totally, oh, my God. I mean, it's not that bad out here, but there's a lot of totallys, like, for real, and she was all, and he was all, and it was like, and he was like, and it was, so I like coffee. I like coffee here. I like to hear that. That's why I watch everything Jersey, so that I can, I mean, some of the best times of my life was partying in Red Bank, New Jersey, Egg Harbor, New Jersey. I mean, Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah,
come on.
Summer, Summer Jersey is the best, but winter's here, not so much. I need to take a trip out by you, out to L.A. It's too damn cold here.
Oh, see, I love it. And I watch all about Jersey Shore because when I was back in the day, that's where we went to the Jersey Shore. So I've got my own Jersey Shore, but we weren't fist pumping, though. I don't know. The fist pump is a recent thing, or maybe I didn't go to stores that fist pump. But you know what? We got to get out of here because I'm getting the finger here on the button. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll love everybody. WillLove.net. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say bye, Will.
Bye. Thank you. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/WillLoveInc.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.